Telecom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On November 8, 1955, the Barbados House of Assembly passed one of its most important financial resolutions to provide $710,000 for the repair of damaged houses on the island in the wake of Hurricane Janet, which struck on September 22nd. In addition to the loss of life, an estimated 7,742 houses were damaged or destroyed. In the course of the debate, Minister of Social Services, Dr. Hugh Gordon Cummins, deputizing for the Minister of Housing, the Honorable Mencia Cox, declared it the final installment for the rehabilitation of houses on the island. The sum for repairs only was separate and distinct from the sums required for the construction of houses which had been completely destroyed by the hurricane. Given the sheer level of devastation, with many Barbadians forced into shelters or living under the rubble of their fallen homes, this sum was much needed. However, Member of Parliament for St. Philip, Winter Crawford, who had met with the governor to discuss aid regarding the rehabilitation of housing, felt that much greater sums would be necessary for repairs. Nevertheless, this sum proved critical to the repair of houses throughout the island, and approximately 5,000 residents who benefited from it were forever grateful.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.